them were repeated again and again, year after year. But they were never able to provide perfect cleansing for those who came to worship. If they could have provided perfect cleansing, the sacrifices would have stopped. For the worshippers would have been purified once and for all time, and their feelings of guilt would have disappeared. But instead, those sacrifices actually reminded them of their sins every year. Isn't that an irony? For it is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. This is why Jesus had to come to earth. Otherwise, we were history. God gave Jesus a human body to offer as an acceptable sacrifice, because God, from the very beginning of time, had never wanted, nor did he have pleasure in receiving animal sacrifices, burnt offerings, or sin offerings. And so, through the passage of time, God began to reveal to his Old Testament prophets his intention to send a Saviour into the world. And once this Saviour arrived, he would fulfil God's will to the letter. Consequently, with the death of Christ on the cross, Jesus cancelled the first covenant or testament so that he could put in place the second or New Testament. Let me say that again. Jesus came to cancel the first arrangement in order to put in place the New Testament or the second arrangement. God's will had always been for mankind to be made holy by the sacrifice of his only begotten Son, that is, the body of Jesus Christ. Because it would be a sacrifice made once and for all time, as opposed to doing it annually. The Apostle Paul adds to these sentiments with the following in Romans 5:10-11. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, how much more, having been made friends with God, shall we be saved by his life? And not only this, but we can also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we now have received the atonement. Praise his holy name. Family, Christ's blood, as opposed to the blood of bulls and goats, restores the favour of God towards sinners that repent and put their trust in the substitutionary death of Christ. And when believers do this, the Holy Spirit purges our consciences from the ever-present condemnation of sin. Oh Lord God, you are so good to us. And this eternal justification by faith alone, in Christ alone, becomes our New Testament revelation, as it were, of the true purpose of the Day of Atonement. But let's go back and consider some more aspects of the Day of Atonement as understood by the ancient Jews. Because the Day of Atonement was also viewed by the Jews as the Day of Judgment, it was a time of great affliction, whereby every soul mourned before God with a broken spirit and a contrite and remorseful heart. A heart searching to find sincere or godly sorrow, a heart willing to confess one's sins, and a heart desperately seeking true repentance. And family, I believe that these heartfelt characteristics remain the identifying traits of every New Testament believer. Furthermore, the Jews believed that the final judgment and the accounting by God of every soul would come on the Day of Atonement. on this one day that would happen in the future, they believed every individual would be sealed and the gates of heaven would be closed off. Consequently, in the light of this belief, the Jewish people would perform many good deeds during the 10 days between the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement. This period is often referred to as the 10 days of awe, or the awesome days. Some even call it the 10 days of repentance. For they recognized these 10 days as a time when God would conduct a heavenly trial, a trial which would see him judge each person with mercy and compassion before the execution of his judgment on the Day of Atonement. That's what they would believe. The Jews would therefore greet one another with the words, "May your name be inscribed in the Book of Life." And what a fantastic greeting for we Christians to adopt in our endeavours to reach the lost. May your name be inscribed in the Book of Life. What a wonderful greeting. We should practice that. That should be the first words that open our mouth when we meet somebody. What the heck are they talking about? Indeed, the Feast of Trumpets and the blowing of the shofars heralded the final phase of the Jewish religious year.